A lawsuit by a former employee of the drug company, Park Davis, is yielding fresh evidence of an illegal practice called off-label marketing. That's when companies promote a prescription drug for a medical condition without first proving to the Food and Drug Administration that the drug works for that condition and is safe. The whistleblower, who is suing in federal court in Boston, charges that off-label marketing led to millions of dollars of illicit Medicaid prescriptions for the anti-epilepsy drug Neurontin. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on a corporate memo recently unsealed in the case.
The memo, dated May 5, 1997, and written on Park Davis stationery, poses the central question. Did it make sense for Park Davis to do rigorous and expensive clinical trials to prove to the FDA that Neurontin worked for the burning, tingling pain of diabetic neuropathy? The memo's answer, it did not. According to the memo, there was a study that showed Neurontin worked better than a placebo, but more studies would be needed, and the arithmetic didn't add up. Neurontin's patent was 2.5 years away from expiring, and when that happened, makers of cheap generic copies would get most of the Neurontin patients. Still, the pain market was tempting. The memo points out there were up to 16 million diabetics in the country. The only approved use of Neurontin for epileptic seizures had a market of 2 million. The memo also notes that diabetics had used drugs worth at least $15 million to treat pain, and Neurontin already had most of those patients. So, the epilepsy marketing team recommended that Park Davis skip the studies and promote Neurontin for pain directly to doctors through educational seminars and other meetings.
Drug companies know full well how they can get non-approved purposes registered right on the doctor's prescription pad fairly aggressively and fairly quickly.
Neil Barnard is president of the Physicians Committee for Social Responsibility in Washington. He says off-label prescriptions, which are legal for doctors to write but illegal for drug companies to promote, are common, often necessary, but also problematic.
With something like diabetic neuropathy, it makes sense that a drug company would look to that market because there are an awful lot of people that have that condition. They can stand to make money. It makes sense that a doctor would want a better treatment because diabetic neuropathy can be a painful condition and a dangerous condition in some ways. The problem really comes in that no one has really studied how effective the treatment is. Is it safe? And aren't there other conditions or other ways of treating it?
In papers filed in U.S. District Court in Boston last Friday, attorney Tom Green, who represents the former Park Davis employee, said this memo showed, quote, a marketing strategy hatched at the highest levels of Park Davis to brazenly market Neurontin off-label, close quote. In these and other documents, Green says Park Davis paid doctors to attend so-called educational meetings, often at fancy restaurants or at lavish resorts, and rewarded doctors whose off-label prescriptions rose as a result of these meetings with more such goodies. Another Park Davis memo unsealed last week shows that doctors who went to dinner meetings wrote 25% more prescriptions than those who didn't. Those prescriptions were for approved uses of Neurontin. Park Davis was acquired by Pfizer 2 years ago. A Pfizer spokeswoman emphasized that these documents relate to practices before Park Davis was acquired, and Pfizer does not do off-label marketing. Attorney Tom Green is asking the court to make thousands of additional pages of Park Davis documents public. Pfizer is resisting. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.